Welcome in to another episode of the Huskers Radio Network podcast. We've got a very special Cornhusker conversation. This podcast is sponsored by Teammates, and we've got one of the very first teammates joining us here today, one of the greatest to ever wear the Husker football uniform, Will Shields. Thank you so much for stopping by.
No problem. Thanks for having me.
I know you're making the rounds. You got a lot on the schedule, a lot on the agenda while you're here, but how does it feel to be walking around in this stadium?
It's always awesome when you get a chance to come back, get an opportunity to sort of walk your old stomping grounds and try to figure out, hey, is that still that same restaurant that was here before? And, you know, those other things that you're not supposed to know about. You're like, hey, what about that spot? But, yeah, it's really nice to be here and be a part of it. And, anytime you can walk into this Husker Red, it's always fun.
How about the new facilities going up and everything? How impressive are those?
You know, it seems like there's always new facilities. I was wondering if they're ever going to stop building new facilities. But I know there's a lot of great things that are going on. I mean, it was here when they were building the baseball stadiums and putting that together. So I think, you know, the expansion is always a good thing. Get more opportunity for getting those young, talented people in here to sort of show us how to do it.
Going to the spring game, too, how excited are you to be in Memorial Stadium in front of Husker Nation to take in that atmosphere again?
Well, you know, I'm that old guy that critiques everything. So I'm going to be sitting here going, okay, what is that old lineman doing? How is this going on? Who's doing this? Who's doing that? It becomes that football mentality, you know, more or less of trying to figure out, you know, who's going to do what and how good are we going to be this year.
So your eyes always go to the O-line then?
It usually does. You know, as I've gotten older, I've sort of, you know, panned back and more or less watched the whole thing. Mm-hmm. But every once in a while, it gets stuck there. Get stuck on the O-line a little bit, trying to critique.
Well, I want to dive into teammates and all that, but I wanted to go back and just for people that might not be familiar, but your story, you're from Oklahoma. We were chatting from the same area, 580 in Comanche County, Oklahoma. But when you were going through your recruiting process, I read an article where, you know, you were recruited by Oklahoma, Oklahoma State, Tulsa, all those in-state schools. But your recruiting journey, how you wound up at Nebraska?
It was crazy. It was good and yet different. I think the simple fact of it is that we got an opportunity to go. We actually, for the first time ever, went to a couple of camps. And so we did one camp here in Nebraska, and then we did one camp in Oklahoma. The camp we did here in Nebraska, you know, you just had a different feel, and so you got a chance to know what college life might be like, which sort of set the tone for what you'd like to do and what you were going to do. And then went to the camp in Oklahoma and had a whole different feel. And I think, you know, also, I guess, when you're closer to home and you have guys that actually play on those teams and everything else, you sort of get more of an insight. And you go, yeah, I might need to go a little further away from being at home. You know, it's one of those things, you know, when you're down the street from your old house, you tend to get in more trouble and do more things of that nature. So I needed to go somewhere. I needed the school support, which was something that was a little different at that time. Mm-hmm. You know, computers were brand new then, believe it or not. There was a time when there was an era where we just got computers. And Nebraska had a great program set up to help with education. And to me, that was one of the big pillars for me to make that decision. And then luckily, we put Nebraska's offense in our sophomore year going into the junior year. So I had a little leg up on most guys coming in and knowing what to do and where to go and being prepared, even down to the Husker lifting program. Hmm. So we used to do the lifting program, too. So I sort of got indoctrinated, you know, my sophomore, junior year. And then from there was, you know, it was the opportunity for me to go and try to play at the next level.
So you were part of a pretty good high school team back then, too. So I guess what went into you becoming the elite player that you were and then where you were able to come in right away and start as a freshman here?
Well, the good part about it is that, you know, I was not the greatest player on the team. We had other guys that were, you know, heads and tails talented and could do different things. I always loved being a part of the team, so you were always trying to catch up. And to me, that was one of those opportunities that made me better because I wanted to be in that, not necessarily in the conversation. I just wanted to be able to help the guys that I knew that could do things and make it special. We ended up having about 6 or 7 guys, and actually from that 2-year span, had about 10 guys all go D1 or D2 colleges and get opportunities to play. And so that tells you the talent level of what we were trying to do. And really it started from us playing in we did a scrimmage against a team in Texas. We went and played Wichita Falls Rider, and they beat us up pretty bad. I mean, it was ugly. You were going to play guys, you're going, wow, this guy is really good, you know? And so that sort of set the tone for me of where I wanted to go and what I wanted to do. And all of us, to a man, start pushing each other to get better. And I think that's where it sort of started at, from those guys and sort of, you know, not letting them down, but also just pushing forward to seeing if you could be the best you can be.
So I read that the reason why your family was in Lawton was because of Fort Sill, growing up in the military family. Yep. How much did that shape you into even, how did that transition into what you were as an athlete and what you did on a football field?
Oh, man, it was very instrumental. Dad being in the military, I was born in Fort Riley, which is Kansas. And then I grew up in, you know, Fort Sill, which is in Lawton. You know, my dad had a saying, if you're not up by 7 o'clock, you've wasted half the day. So... you know, he sort of set the tone for what you wanted to be and how you wanted to do it. And he believed in, you know, you put your work in and you do the things you need to do that you can get to any level you want to. And he set the tone for that. And to me, that was very important.
So what did your parents think when you said, hey, I think I'm going to go to Nebraska?
You know, I think you got to realize in that era, my parents are from Texas.
Uh-huh.
So we followed the Dallas Cowboys and different things of that nature. So college was not a big conversation in our household. You know, my dad, he actually signed up and went into the military and went through, you know, Vietnam and the war and all of that. My mom had a little education in college, you know, a junior college for a year or so. So we really wasn't really tied to that, you know, which college you're going to and whatever. It was just the opportunity. Mm-hmm. And so they were more excited about the opportunity to play than exactly what school is this and whose rivalry is that. It was, well, which is the one that's best for you? And to me, that was the most important piece.
So I'm sure they played a role, too, in your approach of the academics being a part of it, right? I mean, why was that so critical for you when you were making that decision?
Oh, you know, my mother, she was right there going, hey, okay, you know, football is cool, but what's that education look like? Well, you know, make sure that he's going to get taken care of and, you know, that he can get his degree and be prepared for what's coming next. And I think that was very important for my family. And to me, that was really important, too, because I needed that. I wanted to make sure I had the right place for the assistance that I needed to get that degree.
So as good as you were as a football player and everything you did on the football field, you were just as good off of it. And you got involved with community service as well. Teammates, one of the very first classes that signed up. Take me through that when Coach Osborne said, hey, this is what we're going to do, and we want you guys to be a part of it.
Well, you got to realize Coach Osborne can rope you into a lot of things. He's very good at getting you to do a little bit of everything. And he's one of those guys that, hey, you need to go try this and see what it looks, you know, see what it looks like, see what it feels like. And he basically sort of started it on the pathway of, you know, what does it feel like to be truly a part of a community? And what is your role and what can you do to sort of help build out a better community? And he came in the room and goes, hey, we're looking at maybe doing this program. We need some guys that we can, you know, volunteer, give us some time and you know, mentor the next generation here in Lincoln. And there was 22 of us that said, okay, we'll do it. We'll see what happens. We'll see how it works. And that's how teammates sort of began. And now it's the big monster that you see in the room today of building mentors across the board to help sort of bring along the next generation of leaders, the next generation of those that, you know, I think are willing to work and give up time to be a part of it. And to me, that's the most important piece.
You went on and obviously did a lot of community service throughout your NFL career. You just started a new foundation, I know, in Kansas City. What role did that first volunteering there, that teammates, how much did that, I guess, set you up for what you wanted to do to continue to give back throughout the remainder of your career?
Well, first of all, it was eye-opening. It was the simple fact of, you know, anybody, even an offensive lineman, can go give a speech and get a result and get a feeling of, hey, you're not by yourself. And to me, that's the most important piece about teammates. It gives you a chance to get yourself to understand that you can talk to someone else. And, you know, if you got a question and a feel out of, hey, what can I do? And that's what it does. It sort of started that burning feeling in your heart of like, hey, I could do this. This is very good. This is positive. And it becomes addictive. The more you can help, the more you can do, the more you can, you know, be a part of something that's bigger than yourself, can really become addictive and helpful in the community. And to me, that was the most important piece.
So Tom Osborne teammates going to be honored this weekend here at the spring game. Why was that important for you to come back and be a part of this?
Well, you know, I think it's one of those programs that always you want to be a part of and be supportive of and help benefit. If we can get more mentors out of this, that'll be great. If we can get more donors out of this, that'll be even better. But it's just the opportunity of keeping the information rolling, of letting people know that, hey, it's a great program. You need to be a part of it. And if you haven't heard of it, look it up, be a part of it. And it's that important. And to me, that's always a part of being a community.
Teammates.org, by the way.
Exactly.
If you want to be a part of it. I have to ask you about being a part of the college football playoff committee and how that's been. What has that been like being a part of that?
I'll just tell you, it's a very interesting group. Mm-hmm. It's awesome. It's very nice to be a part of. And, you know, I really can't go into details, but I'll just say it's really a cool, you start looking at sports a little bit more broader, but it's really cool.
Do you feel, you know, again, a sense of responsibility to try to be somebody that represents and gets a voice in there and a different perspective? Because it's a group of people working together to try to do the best for the sport, but to be able to be a part of that, do you feel, I guess, a sense of a role to be able to be help navigate this thing the best way you can?
I think it's part of the process. Mm-hmm. And what it is, you're part of the process and you just sort of build out of it and you just sort of work within what the parameters are built.
Why was it something you wanted to be a part of?
Because it's important to be a part of that community, to be mm-hmm. a part of the understanding of what goes on. And if you're not a person that's willing to step in and be a part of it, then you can't critique it, you can't judge it, you can't be that person that has a verb outside of it if you're not willing to be a part of it.
Love that. You know, all the different things you've been able to do and be a part of, and you just showed me your Pro Football Hall of Fame ring, which is awesome. How much did Nebraska, your time here, set you up for all of that?
Well, I think anytime you have the opportunity to move to the next level, that Nebraska had a lot to do with a lot of different things as you build forward. Every time you grow and you do different things and you learn different things, it helps you become a better person, player, all the above. And that's why you have so many different mentors, from your strength and conditioning coach to the lunch lady, whomever you're working around, and each part of it sort of plays a little figure in your life, and you sort of have to come back and be a part of it and say, thank you for what you've done to sort of make me think about things in different ways and different avenues to try to be the best you can be.
Okay, so your consecutive starts, the games you played, how in the world were you able to do it for so long, over 14 seasons?
You know, sometimes it's luck. Sometimes you fall into the right place at the right time. But you have a good team that you put in place. You have, you know, the chiropractors and all the different things. There's been weeks that you basically are hobbling around until Saturday night, and, you know, something's figured out on your body that you didn't know that works in certain ways, and they're able to get you back put together, you know, with duct tape or glue or whatever it is, so that you can hobble back out on the field and play another game. And fortunately, I had a good group around me to be able to help me do that and, you know, will my way to play as many games as I did.
You know, just with the naming of Tom Osborne, the Go Big Project, and teammates, we've talked a lot about him.
Yeah.
How much did he mean to you and the role that he played in your life and the man that you developed into?
Well, very important. You know, I've had great coaches across the board, and all of them bring different aspects of life and teach you different things. And he was one of those guys that basically did what he said he was going to do. You know, when he set out to do a program, he was going to do a program. Mm-hmm. He led by example. You know, he would not ask you to do something that he wasn't willing to do himself. And to me, those are important, you know, pieces and molds for a person to be able to follow. And so I had great mentorship across the board. And he is one of those that was very inspirational of what you wanted to do and how you wanted to sort of carry yourself as a young man.
Speaking of mentoring, you have another gig that you're working on right now?
Yeah, I have a lot of gigs. but for the last 10 years, I work for the NFL. I help guys transition out. So when you're retiring and you're moving out, so you become, you know, a mentor to different guys and different things. And also they're mentors to me because you learn a better way of transitioning. And so these are guys that are retiring and they're, you know, hey, I'm going to sunset, I'm moving on, I'm doing different things. But what do you do when you're a little younger and you're trying to figure out what's next? And so I say you're always forever transitioning. And to me, that's part of the process. So I've been doing it for about 10 years now, being able to help guys move on as well as, you know, them help me as I continue to transition out.
Why do you want to do all these different things?
You know, because it's important. It's important to be a part of it, and I think it sort of set the tone for where you started at. You know, being a part of a couple of different boards and creating different programs. Anytime you can help somebody out, it's important. You know, it's part of being truly a part of a community.
How do you manage all the different gigs, though, all the different hats you're wearing?
Yeah, well, you know, they're all similar in a sense because they're all about helping someone else. And once it's that, that's sort of your main gig. So, you know, even if I sit and talk to somebody about business and they're doing this and I'm going, hey, did you ever think about this? Did you ever think about that? So maybe I'm that nosy person that always wants to throw out an idea or something else that you might want to think is, well, maybe I can help you build something new. And it's not necessarily for your own benefit. It's for the benefit of the other person. And just to say, you know, maybe I can help them grow a little bit and vice versa. I want to ask 1,000 questions so that I can learn from them because we call it, you know, learning new nuggets, putting new tools in your toolbox is what we call it, our old lineman terminology. How many tools do you have in the toolbox and how many tools that you have in there that you don't know how to use? And to me, that's the most important piece is teaching everyone as much as you can and vice versa, learning from everybody you can.
Love that. We also have a tie to Nebraska basketball with your son playing here. How about that run that they just went on this past season?
It was awesome to watch. They did really well. It was fun to watch them play and get to the first round. Would have loved to have seen them move on and move out. You know, and that to me that would have been, you know, one of the coolest things to see the organization do well and play well. And you know, we still follow him, so you know, we have game tapes that we watch him play on a regular basis, so he's still out shooting the hoops. So, you know, it was good context, good connections to have him being part of the Husker.
How did he end up a basketball player?
Well, he's 6'7", so he's built for basketball. He's not built for football. So he's definitely built for basketball. He's the long and lean part of it, and he's loved it since he was like 2 or 3 years old. When he was that young, he would sit outside and just shoot on a small hoop. As the hoop got bigger, he would sit outside and shoot from when he was a kid. So, and he just, you know, hey, one more time. And so he loves the sport since he was small. So, you know, it's like anything else. My love for football is the same as his love for basketball.
Thank you so much for your time. Great to meet you and chat with you. And enjoy your time here in Lincoln.
Thanks. Appreciate it.
This has been a Cornhusker Conversation presented by Teammates Mentoring. Inspire a student to shoot for success by becoming a Teammates Mentor. To learn how you can make an impact in your community, go to teammates.org.